This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Man, I went to do my morning walk today, and that hawk tapped me on the shoulder. It was so cold. Oh, I ran upstairs and locked all three of my door locks. And this is mid-November. It begs the question, are we in for a doozy this winter when it really becomes winter if it's this cold already? AccuWeather meteorologist John Ferrick in the Weather Center now with some answers and a look at today's forecast. John.
Yeah, I guess if there's good news, Larry, it's that today's the worst of it. It's not going to last terribly long, although it is still going to be chilly as we head through the week. But again, today's the worst of this cold with highs today only in the low 40s. Real feels in the 20s. Definitely need to bundle up. A few flurries have been out there this afternoon. They're going to go away this evening. Again, it's going to be another brisk cold night tonight, down into the 30s with real feels in the 20s. And then temperatures will slowly rebound as we head through the next couple of days. Larry.
Thank you, John. We are honoring our nation's heroes on this Veterans Day. In Manhattan, they're just now wrapping up the annual parade, which is the largest Veterans Day event in the country. Marla Diamond was there.
On a blustery day, warm thanks for veterans from spectators who lined Fifth Avenue. Among the marchers, the intrepid former Crew Members Association, Mark Wolf from Brooklyn, among them.
It's fabulous. It's not like when we first came home. We weren't appreciated. We were welcomed.
Vietnam vet Michael Jernatowski from New Jersey believes Americans now have a better understanding of the war.
We did a good job over there. We were there for a reason. And we were fighting communism.
And so many never came back. So this was also a day to remember those who fought and died for our freedom. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, we also got a ceremony at the Intrepid Museum, which will include remarks from the head of the city's Department of Veterans Services. The search is on for a guy behind an unprovoked attack at a Bronx bodega yesterday. Did you hear about this? 3 o'clock in the morning, inside a store up on our East 198th Street in Fordham Manor, cops say a man approached a 66-year-old woman, started threatening her, saying, quote, "I'm going to kill you. You're going to die here." And then police say the guy punched the lady repeatedly in the face before he ran off, unprovoked. The victim was hospitalized with bruising and swelling. She's expected to recover. The investigation is ongoing. They're not even saying if this guy knew this lady or if she knew him, more importantly. All right, everybody, listen to me real big now if you got littles at the house. It's been a nationwide recall of ByHeart, that's B-Y, Heart, baby formula. following more than a dozen cases of infant botulism tied to the products, a suspected case reported on Long Island.
Nassau County medical officials say a baby who consumed the now recalled By Heart powdered infant formula could be one of the cases of botulism. The baby is in stable condition in the hospital. Stony Brook Medicine Dr. Sharon Nachman says it takes weeks for an infant to recover.
Those babies can have a weak cry. They don't want to feed well. They seem to not interact with their parents.
She says immediately take your baby to their doctor.
But about 1% of our babies across the country were on this formula. For those whose babies were taking it, keep a close eye.
She says the symptoms may not appear for up to 30 days. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Yeah, the New Jersey Health Department says they have one confirmed case as well involving a one-month-old in the northeastern part of the state. Drivers beware, the MTA stepping up enforcement on folks who block or park in bus lanes. They're expanding automated camera enforcement, or ACE, on Thursday to four more bus routes in Queens and the Bronx. That's the Q6, the BX20, BX3, and BX7. Fines will start at $50, but can be as much as $250 for repeat offenders. The expansion brings the number of routes under the program to 47 now. The MTA says routes that use automated camera enforcement have seen bus speeds increase, some as high as 30%. They've also seen drops in collisions and a reduction in emissions. We're learning new details, meantime, about a deadly stabbing in Manhattan yesterday morning. On a more serious note here.
Purple balloons and lit candles are outside the door at 409 West 129th Street. Police say this is where Carmen Lopez lived. She was 47, and they believe she was stabbed to death. Neighbors in the building, like Leslie, say Lopez had an off-and-on relationship.
It was terrible, yeah.
How do you know her?
Well, she was my neighbor.
Police say she was stabbed multiple times in the torso, rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, and pronounced dead. So far, there are no arrests. However, police say they are questioning a person of interest. Outside of this building, a sign also has been hung up, warning if anyone is a victim of domestic violence, call the hotline number and seek help. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Cops looking for a guy who's going around scamming people using Facebook Marketplace. They've traced at least three incidents so far to this one suspect who's stolen a total of more than $12,000 worth of property from unsuspecting sellers in Brooklyn. In each case, the guy schedules to meet with somebody selling an item on Facebook, and when they go to exchange the goods for money, cops say the suspect shows them a fake Zelle payment as if he actually sent over the cash, right? Guy makes off with the item before the victim can realize, wait a minute, something's not right. I didn't get that money. In two cases, he stole cameras worth over $4,000. In the third, he stole Pokemon cards worth over $3,700. So far, no arrest. Our next mayor spent some time today serving hot meals to veterans up in the Bronx.
Zoran Mamdani told vets that the days of thanking you today and forgetting you tomorrow have to come to an end.
That same population of veterans face disproportionate challenges in finding housing in this city.
And he says allowing that to continue is a political choice. Here's what he wants to deliver.
A reminder to all of us in the city hall that we're trying to build is that it be one that recognizes these veteran services every single day, not just today, and that we finally take the steps we know that can mean tangible impacts on veterans' ability to afford to live in this city.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also, everybody, a Broadway star looking to the public for help after his Washington Heights building went up in flames, destroying everything he owned over the weekend. Vincent Jamal Hooper currently plays Simba in The Lion King. After his performance Saturday, he says he went to the house and looked up, and a nightmare scenario. His building was on fire, massive five-alarm fire. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but a lot of them are out of home for quite some time, including Hooper. Well, he set up a GoFundMe with the goal of $10,000 to help cover the losses and get temporary living accommodations. He's quickly shown lots of support, though. Folks have already surpassed his goal, donating more than $17,000 as of today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.